Welcome to Spotlight on Marilyn. Today in the studio, we're talking all about Pathfinders for Autism. We have an incredible event to tell you about in just a few minutes. But first, welcome to Neil Lichter and Austin Surhoff. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, we cannot wait to find out all about Whiskey Rocks, which is coming up January 23rd. But it all benefits Pathfinders for Autism. Neil, you're the program director. Mm-hmm. Austin, you know the organization very, very well. Mm-hmm. First of all, tell us what Pathfinders for Autism is.
Sure. Pathfinders for Autism, we're going into our 20th year this year. Started off as a resource center, so families were able to find resources. Started by Orioles Hall of Famer B.J. Surhoff, Austin's dad. A lot of other families, so families would be able to find resources. And over 20 years, we've grown to be able to cover the state of Maryland with resources, programs, workshops, trainings, family fun events. We're renting out the aquarium later in February so families can come out and enjoy time together. And it's just a great resource for the state of Maryland.
It's actually incredible to think that 20 years ago, this didn't even exist.
The organization didn't exist 20 years ago, but the prevalence rates of autism 20 years ago were like considered 1 in 10,000. And now the prevalence rates in the state of Maryland are 1 in 50 kids and 1 in 31 boys are diagnosed on the autism spectrum.
And Austin, with dads starting this incredible organization, what's been your perspective as it's grown and grown over the years?
Just the number of families that it's been able to touch and help. We were lucky enough that, you know, my dad had access to resources and we were able to provide a great upbringing and childhood for my brother. And I think Pathfinders is just an extension that these families, they had each other and they want everyone that is impacted by autism in one way or another to feel like they're a part of that family as well and to feel like they have a path forward on that journey and they have people that will show them the way and show them how to move forward, even when things get confusing or they don't know what to do. That's the amazing thing for me about Pathfinders is that everyone feels like they're a part of the family.
How have you seen the organization change over the 20 years?
In size, in how cool the events have become. I mean, the aquarium event that is happening, when did that even start? Like,
I think this is like our sixth or seventh year doing the event.
Yeah, so stuff like that has grown out of it. The zoo run, the whiskey event that's coming up, this is only the fourth iteration of it. So at the beginning, it was just parents helping each other out. And now we have coverage throughout the state of Maryland and these events that are just so cool, whether it's events where people can buy a ticket, show up, enjoy some whiskey, or events like the aquarium event where families can bring whoever is in their family that's on the autism spectrum and have a free day to enjoy something cool like the zoo or the aquarium.
Yeah. Those family fun events, I think, are really important because when your child's diagnosed with autism, sometimes you feel like you're on an island and you're the only one going through it. And then when you come to an event like ours at the aquarium where we have 1,800 people coming out and you see kids of all age, of all impact on the autism spectrum, and you realize that there are a lot of people out there going through it and there's an organization that wants to help you. I mean, we were started by parents for parents. And that's how I found Pathfinders. My son was diagnosed with autism, and our pediatrician said, find a good local website resource that's got good information, and here's a couple to try. And I wandered on the Pathfinders for Autism website and reached out to the person who ran their resource center, who's still with us, our deputy director, Trish Kane. And I was able to access information and articles and resources that might have been hard to find otherwise. And then from there, I mean, I got my basics covered right there. I got my resources that I need. And then I was like, wow, I can go to an Aberdeen Ironbirds game, or I can go to the aquarium with my son. And if he melts down or if he needs to leave early, doesn't cost me anything to get in. And then I go and there's this welcoming environment of there's a lot of people going through this. And it's a good feeling as a parent. And then I had the opportunity to come work for them. And I jumped at it right away, and I was the person who ran the resource center for a long time, and I still do that. But I go out on the road all over the state, and I train firemen and policemen and hospital staff and teachers, and I talk to kids in school just about autism awareness and understanding and how it impacts people differently. And I think it really does help as people are growing up to have more of that awareness of how autism impacts people. So you may see some behaviors, but maybe something I tell you in a workshop or something you learn on our website can help explain some of what you see.
You certainly have a perspective that's unique, having being the parent and then mm-hmm. being so involved with Pathfinders for Autism.
Well, I think that's what a lot of families really enjoy is when they reach out to an organization, you're talking to somebody who's might have already been in your shoes, who might be in the same shoes you are right now. Or, I mean, there's all of 8 of us that work for the company, and 5 of us are impacted with kids, have kids who are impacted on the autism spectrum. So we come from, all of our kids are different levels. All of our kids are different the way they deal with everything. So we have a lot of different perspectives when families call. So if it's not something I can help with, I have Trish or Shelley or Kim or Katie or anybody who works there who might be able to help out.
You say it's for parents, but for being around for 20 years, you're probably noticing that some of the kids who were first helped 20 years ago, are the kids now being able to help other kids?
Sure. Well, Mason works in my office. I mean, Mason comes in and does incredibly valuable work. When he comes and he helps us out, we're able to help out kids who worked with us as interns in high school, who are young men on the autism spectrum, who we've actually hired on as data entry specialists. So yeah, and we're seeing more and more outlets for what people are looking for and finding workplace and vocational opportunities. So yeah, as our kids, there's a lot of kids on the autism spectrum in Maryland. So we're hoping to be able to plan for a lot of adult programming and stuff for everyone to be able to take part in.
What kind of numbers do you have in terms of treating Maryland kids with autism?
We were able to reach out to over 17,000 people in Maryland last year between our events and our resource fairs and our coverage through our resource center and things like that. We were able to reach out to about 17,000, and it's not just kids. We're a lifespan organization. We help adults on the autism spectrum and parents and all kinds of great numbers. It was a good year last year.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
With you mentioned going and doing autism awareness training and speaking in schools. What's something that people maybe may not be aware of?
Just one thing. one thing I teach everywhere I go, and one thing I talk about everywhere I go, is language processing. Is the way people on the autism spectrum sometimes take longer to be able to process information. So giving people time to process and get their thoughts together, it could take sometimes 20 seconds. And when I go out and do trainings, whether it's children in elementary schools or it's the top doctors at Johns Hopkins, I say, you sit quietly for 20 seconds and see how long that is. And realize that if I start firing more questions at you, the clock's going to start over and your anxiety's going to go up. And anxieties lead to behaviors. And that's where you see behaviors happen with people on the autism spectrum. And it's just because, try giving people 20 seconds. And it's something that works in my life. It's something that works for my son, Max. Is I'll ask him a question and I sit quietly and I wait. And if it takes him 10, 15 seconds sometimes, then I'll get my answer. But if I fire questions at him, how was school? What'd you do in history class? He gets very stressed out and you can see his anxiety go up and his communication goes away. So that 20-second rule is something we tell parents or police or teachers, try that. Just go home and try it and see if it works. And I've had a lot of people come back and say, that's how we communicate now. It changed a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what else do you tell police officers?
That some of the behaviors you may see that may look like inebriation or intoxication or belligerence or obnoxiousness may have nothing to do with any of that, and it may be something that has to do with autism spectrum and the way that person is able to process anxiety and able to communicate. And maybe the lights from your car are causing sensory problems for them, and maybe the noise coming out of the little crackly thing on your collar is stressing them out. And if you remove a lot of those things that might cause the anxiety, you may find that person's able to communicate much more effectively. So sort of don't judge the book by its cover. That if you reduce the anxiety for people, maybe things will go a little bit easier. And that's what we want for them, and that's what we want for our kids, is things to be easier.
Do you think over the 20 years since Pathfinders for Autism began, people have either become more aware or at the very least been more receptive to learning about autism?
I think so. I think that Pathfinders has contributed to that. I think there's been a really nice sea change throughout society about that. I just remember as a kid, I felt like my parents had to plan every time we would go out somewhere with Mason, right? And Neil can definitely relate to that.
Absolutely.
What do you mean by that?
Just plan for strange looks. What's Mason going to do? How are people going to respond to that? What if he has a meltdown, like you said? And I feel like, A, society has become more receptive. I feel like society has been more receptive to differences, and that's a really excellent thing. It's something that I'm optimistic about. And then secondly is, I think the police trainings and all the trainings that Neil does, that's a reflection of one way that Pathfinders wants to expand. What we're doing is not just helping the families that are impacted by autism, but helping everyone work together to work with individuals that might be on the spectrum and understand that it's not lesser, it's just different, and you just have to change a little bit of how you communicate with them. I mean, the communication part's so important. Neil mentioned when you start peppering them with questions, the clock starts over. I would even say it compounds.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
If I'm my brother's name is Mason. If I'm like really bugging Mason, you can tell he'll be over it at a certain point. And so it's really important for me to have clear language that frames exactly what I want from him if I'm asking him a question. And then being patient with the delayed processing. So those little things are, I would say that is what's so important about all this, is that everyone is aware of those little things that they can do. Just those little changes adding up over a big population add up to really big changes and a more receptive society to people on the spectrum.
You said you had to like plan out when you were going places, mm-hmm. and like people looking and stuff like that. Is there something that as a family member you could give advice to like the general population to make you more comfortable if you're going out with someone with autism?
Someone who's may not be impacted by autism.
Yeah, like just like at the mall or at a restaurant or that kind of thing. Like, how can the general public be more sensitive?
I think just giving the family who might be impacted by it space to sort it out.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are they've dealt with it before. They don't want it to be happening either. Would you agree with that, Neil?
Yeah, don't make rude comments. Don't stare.
Yeah, I mean, just don't compound the situation by being mean or being a jerk.
It really seems like common sense, but sure. Maybe somebody needs to hear that. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, we've actually created, we have cards that we give out and, you know, go to pathfindersforautism.org and you can find all this great stuff. But we have cards that we give out for free for families to share when you don't feel like explaining what autism is at a grocery store for the 50th time. And it's a card that says, mm-hmm. our child is having a challenge. We're doing the best we can. You turn it over. It's got our website on it. Here you can maybe educate yourself. But it's a lot nicer way to tell somebody to leave you alone than sometimes the way it comes out. So we hand cards out nicely instead mm-hmm. of talking back to people. But I've had people say some pretty rude things to me about Max and for the way he was acting in a store that I couldn't believe people were sharing. You know, I don't need to hear that kind of stuff.
And I remember tough situations from going up too. But on the other side of that, I've also had great situations where people were so warm and patient and mm-hmm. understanding. And then I think the thing to add to that is if we are someone who's a family of someone that's impacted by autism, we also understand that person's perspective as well and understand why it might be impeding their day or annoying them. Like, we're not trying to just rough your day up. Like, we also understand, okay, I understand that is frustrating for you, that this is happening around you while you're just trying to check out at the grocery store. Like, totally get that. We're not expecting everyone to just be like, yeah, sure. I think just a little bit of patience and a little bit of understanding goes a long way. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
It seems like you've both become experts, both with your family life and because of your work with Pathfinders for Autism.
I mean, we always talk about we have autism goggles. So I understand autism as it impacts my son. Autism is so mm-hmm. wide and varying in the way it impacts people that, I mean, we all have kids on the spectrum at my office and they're so different. I mean, my son and Mason are very different. They're also very similar in some ways, I've noticed, but they're very different children in the way Mason's an adult, in the way they're impacted. So I understand autism as a parent. I understand what a parent might be going through, but autism's so unique and individualized that, I mean, it's hard to be an expert on it. It would just be like I may know what you're going through. I may have gone through it. If not, I have good resources and maybe I have someone else who you could talk to who probably has a better perspective for you.
yeah, like Neil, I would never claim to be an expert, but maybe just an expert in, like I said, just those little things you can do in situations with someone else who might be on the spectrum that's not Mason. Just being a little bit more patient, being a little bit more clear and direct with the communication.
Because the spectrum is so vast and unique to each individual person, how does that make the job harder for Pathfinders for Autism to be this universal resource to all of those?
Well, yeah. I think we do a pretty good job of it because the resources that we have on our website and in our provider directory, where families are able to look up professionals and find services, are for all different levels of autism spectrum disorder. So you can find a dentist who's worked with kids who have major impact, and then you can find a dentist who can work with kids who are on the very high end of the spectrum, where maybe they just struggle more socially. And our events are just welcoming to everybody. All ages, all ranges are welcome to come in and feel comfortable in an autism-friendly space where if things get too intense, there's going to be a room where you can go to de-escalate. If you need to leave 10 minutes into the aquarium and sit outside and get your head together and walk back in, you're more than welcome to go in and out as many times as you want at our event. You don't have to buy a ticket. You just come on in. So we make it as open to everybody as we can, whether it's an adult on the autism spectrum who wants to come out and join us, or a mom who wants to bring her kids and her whole family out. We try and make it accessible to everybody.
We're talking with Neil Lichter and Austin Surhoff from the Pathfinders for Autism organization. Let's talk about 20th anniversary. Lots of events coming up, including Whiskey Rocks, which is coming up real soon, Thursday, January 23rd. It's going to be at La Cuchara right there in Woodbury. And what's going on? This is the fourth time you mentioned, right?
Yeah, this is going to be the fourth year that it's happened. I love La Cuchara. It's one of my favorite restaurants in Baltimore. And the Woodbury area is just super cool. The tickets are $79. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. And there's also going to be opportunities to donate once people are at the event to Pathfinders. And you're going to get to try some really cool whiskeys. Some of the bigger ones like Whistle Pig or Sagamore, which is, you know, our favorite local whiskey distillery. Elijah Craig. I am not the biggest whiskey person, but I went 2 years ago and just being there moved me a little bit forward on understanding whiskey a little bit. And I think that's the cool thing is there's so many resources and so many whiskey opportunities at this thing that wherever you're at on it, you're going to find something that you can learn about it. And then if you're not a big whiskey person, there's also great food and it's supporting a great cause.
That's right. Pathfindersforautism.org.
Yep.
Pathfindersforautism.org to buy tickets and find out more information.
And again, that's Thursday, January 23rd.
I am a big whiskey person.
There is whiskey.
Yeah. You were there last year.
I recommend this.
I remember seeing you last year.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
Last year at the Whiskey Rocks thing, I developed a scotch situation.
Oh.
Yeah,
scotch situation.
So thank you for that.
Austin, you know how you said you move forward? Bethany usually
steps
moves backwards.
So we'll see you there. All right.
Sounds good.
I tend more to bourbon, but I've definitely had some good scotch too.
Yeah.
And whatever kind of whiskey you like, it's all going to be there. So yeah, have some more scotch.
Try them all. You won't be able to do it. Yeah.
We're going to have scorecards this year so you can remember what you tasted by the end of the night. We had families. We had people who came who said, by the end of the night, I don't remember what I really liked anymore.
Yes.
So we're going to have little scorecards this year so people can take notes on what they like so they can go home the next day and wake up and remember. So they can go get it for their house.
That's right.
Yes.
Whiskey homework.
That's right.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot of support here from all the Intercom radio stations.
Terrific.
Mix 106.5, today's 101.9, and 105.7 The Fan. So great. We love supporting you
all. I'll be there. I'll be looking forward to seeing you.
So what else is going on for the 20th anniversary? What other events do you have coming up?
So the big campaign that's happening throughout the year is our 20 for 20 campaign. 2020 is our 20th anniversary. Very neat little number there. And on January 30th, that's Thursday, we're launching our campaign, the 20 for 20 campaign, where we're honoring individuals and businesses that have contributed to Pathfinder's mission throughout the years. As far as actual events go, we've got the whiskey event, which you mentioned, on the 23rd at La Cuchara. We've got the Sweetheart Soiree at Bordy Vineyard on Valentine's Day. I can tell you that my fiance and I will be out there for our Valentine's Day. It's going to be a really neat little event. You going, Neil?
No, I've got plans that night with my wife, but from what I understand,
it's got a great...
Neil's going off the book.
So me and my sweetheart will be holding it down at Bordy Vineyard. It's on the 14th of February, and there will be dinner, drinks, and dancing. So grab a sweetheart or don't and come on out.
There might be sweethearts available.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. Listen, you can meet anyone anywhere.
That's right.
In May, on Monday, May 18th, we've got our annual golf tournament. That is going to be at Hillendale Country Club. And that's been happening every year for a long time. I remember my dad's friends coming to town when I was in eighth grade, you know, a long time ago for that. And this year we're pretty certain that it's going to sell out. You can buy foursomes and sponsorships on the website. So it's really good to get on that now if people have any interest in attending that. Sunday, September 27th, we've got our Run Wild Zoo 5K, and that's our annual run that we have at the Maryland Zoo. And 5K is not that intimidating, so if anybody wants to come out, maybe do a run that they don't train super long for, or just walk. I walk every year. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't.
That's my speed. That's perfect.
Listen, the walk is delightful. You walk through the zoo, you're going at a nice little pace.
You see some lions.
And then when the 5K people get to the finish line, you say, hey, nice job. Really pumped for you. And then the beautiful thing about that one is, like our aquarium event coming up in February, afterwards, all the families that attend get a free day at the zoo, where we have the zoo to ourselves as an organization and everyone that's come. And families that have family members or friends on the autism spectrum can enjoy a day at the zoo without, you know, the extra worries that we've spoke about before. Mm-hmm. We really love that event because everybody loves the zoo. I mean, come on. And then on Saturday, November 14th, we have our 20th anniversary gala, and that's going to be at the Baltimore Marriott Waterfront. And tickets and sponsorships and tables are available right now. And I believe that's through the website as well, yep. pathfindersforautism.org. And that's just going to be a wonderful event celebrating our 20th anniversary. So that's the range of events that we have throughout the year.
I imagine you're going to look around that room and just be so impressed with your parents for starting Pathfinders for Autism and the way the community has rallied over the last 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, every time they do one of these things, I look at them and I'm really, really proud of them, because my parents especially, what they did for Mason and our family growing up, and now they're, you know, them and Neil and all the families that founded this organization are now helping to provide that for all families that are impacted. It's a really special thing. And then also the events are super fun.
Yeah.
Well, and for you, for continuing to keep it going. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You guys are doing it over there.
Trying.
I'm
we
proud
stay busy.
Of you guys.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I really love how you're figuring out how to make these events and bring as many families as possible, especially for free. You've mentioned that, Neil.
Sure.
What kind of free family events are coming up this year?
Well, we have our aquarium event, which is in February, that we've got over 3,000 people registered for this year. That Run Wild at the Zoo, where kids under 12 don't pay. They get to go into the zoo afterwards for free. We do events at rock climbing facilities and swimming pools and bounce houses, and we're going to movie nights and maybe dinner clubs and all kinds of fun stuff for people of all ages. And if you want to follow it, follow us, pathfindersforautism.org. We're all over Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, so you can always find us on there and stay up to date with everything that we've got coming up.
It's a great Instagram page.
Yeah, I follow it. Well, you mentioned that 1 in 50 children in Maryland might be on the spectrum,
mm-hmm.
and there's almost a guarantee that someone listening right now has a family member, or they themselves, or there's some connection, and they're hearing about Pathfinders for Autism for the very first time, and hearing about these incredible events that you put on. What's the starting point?
Easiest way to get in touch with us is through our website, or we have a helpline you can call in. It's 443-330-5341, and that's answered by me. That rings on my desk, and I'm able to hopefully direct you and get you some resources, and maybe you need a shoulder to cry on or somebody to give you some advice, but we're going to help direct you on your way. We're like a big library. And I can't tell you which dentist to go to, but I'll give you 10 so you can start doing some work and finding out who works best with your child, because everybody's so unique and individualized. And we're just great for resources. I mean, I think that's the starting point for us. We've got so much great information on our website that it can be intimidating. But if you reach out to me, I'll be able to send you some links and things that I think you should read that can help you start your journey. And then you always have access to us, whether it's email, social media, phone calls. We're pretty responsive when families reach out to us, no matter where in Maryland.
The number one more time?
443-330-5341 is for the helpline.
And sorry to cut you off. And it's, I think, just that speaks to kind of the whole mission of Pathfinders is when you call in, someone who has a son on the autism spectrum, Neil, is going to be answering the phone. So right from the get-go, you're going to be understood, empathized with. And also, Neil's just great to chat with. So all that together.
It's Austin.
Right. And you're welcome. As you guys have found out today, Neil's a pretty cool hang. So when you call and when you get involved with Pathfinders, whoever is helping you out, whatever you choose to take as your path, someone is going to understand and empathize with you. And they're going to know exactly how you're feeling. You're not going to be alone. That's probably, in my opinion, maybe Pathfinders can say otherwise, but in my opinion, the most important thing is that the people who are engaging with us don't feel alone. Mm-hmm. That's super important.
Yeah, Pathfinders isn't going to say otherwise. I agree with you completely.
I don't want to speak off the party line.
No, you're good.
That's fantastic. Well, we'll see you all at Whiskey Rocks again, January 23rd at La Cuchara in Woodbury, pathfindersforautism.org for details on that and really everything about Pathfinders for Autism. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Nice talking to you.
There you go.